Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop, bringing you this nice hybrid accent that I've happened upon. I've explained about my accent before, and I'm actually very relaxed about it. I'm at peace with it. One of the things that I notice, because, you know, I go back to quote-unquote home, Scotland, every few years. In fact, 2022 is a year when I'll be visiting the motherland. And it's the first year that I'll be going back, and my actual mother is not there. She passed away last year, which, you know, was its own challenge. But at the same time, going back to Scotland usually means that my accent of origin will come raging back. But it's a funny thing, you know, the accent, because, you know, I noticed for myself, you know, I've done lots and lots and lots of public speaking in my life. I've spoken to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And who knows, maybe millions, right? I mean, it's a lot. It's a fucking lot, because it's been a lot of years doing this. One of the things that I realized, that there were certain words and phrases that were natural for me that I could no longer say the way that I was saying them. I had to change the way that I was saying it so that the people who were listening could hear it, could hear the message. And that's when I was starting to get really clear with myself that the message was bigger than me. The message was bigger than me. And so I made alterations, and I would practice it, right? I'd practice saying certain words, and then I just used them so fucking frequently. It was years and years and years in the making. Obviously, I've been in the United States since the mid-1990s. So I've been here a long fucking time. But in that time, my accent has shifted to make myself understood. Now, to do that, I actually had to go through a bit of a personal transformation, because I wasn't very comfortable doing it. And it was a conscious thing. I wasn't kind of overtaken by some different accent. It was conscious. I'm like, I have to say that instead of that, say that and say that. And there was a real discomfort to it. Now, why am I telling you all that? Well, because, you know, we're on this subject of your summer of getting shit done. And you will never, ever, ever, ever get the kind of shit done that could transform your life, that could shift your life in a meaningful way, without reaching into the discomfort. Cannot. It's upsetting. When you're out to make significant change, it's upsetting. It's disturbing. The nature of change is violent. And I remember making this statement a few years ago. I said, I'm out to do violence to your apathy and resignation. And it still holds true. I am out to do violence to your apathy and resignation. And I'll fucking turn myself inside out to do that. I will reach deep into my own discomfort to deliver that to you, because my commitment, you got to listen, fuck's sake, you got to listen. My commitment is greater than my discomfort. Now, there are plenty of times in my career where my discomfort is to the point of fucking overwhelming. Like, it's too much. I self-published Unfuck Yourself in 2016. It's now 2022, and I've just finished writing my sixth book. Six books. I did an interview with Lewis Howes in California, and you should go look him up, the School of Greatness. He's a lovely guy. He's like just a really, you kind of want him to be your big brother, right? I mean, he's got, even though I'm like fucking way older than him, but you kind of want him to be your big brother, you know? But anyway, I'd said to Lewis, you know, like I brought Unfuck Yourself out in 2016. And I'm working on this new book about parenting in 2020. He's like, holy shit, what the, huh? I'm like, yeah. I'm just like writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. And I kind of had to look for myself like, well, what's the big fucking hurry? Well, I'll tell you what's the big hurry. People are in pain. That's the hurry. And I need you to know, like, that's my singular intention, to provide something for people who are struggling. That's it. That's fucking it. To make a difference. That's it. Do I get paid for doing that? Yeah, I fucking do. But if I didn't, I would do it anyway. And those of you out there who have kind of any interaction with me over the years, who may even know me personally, you know that what I just said there is the fucking truth. My life is in the service of others. That commitment is greater than any discomfort. Even when that discomfort is rattling my cage. And so if you are to rise in this summer of getting shit done, you need to reach into the discomfort with a greater commitment than anything that can do to you. Your commitment has to be the size of a fucking whale. You have to be committed to your commitment. Otherwise, you're just fucking swimming with the rest of the fishes, my friends. Same old fucking shit. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. I want you to reach. I want you to suck it all up and step out there and start handling in an honest way, in a way where you're building a muscle, standing in integrity, and managing the elements of your life that don't work. I don't care what it is. Could be your home, could be your finances, could be your career, could be a relationship. I mean, just listen to all these fucking episodes. I give it to you on a fucking plate every week. You guys know this. I don't give you like, you know, fucking woo-woo. I don't make up words and phrases and strategies and systems where you can somehow figure shit out. I'll lay it on a plate for you. I speak the way you speak because I think that's important. I feel as if a big part of my job is to take what would typically be complex things and lay them out for you in a way where you can lock in on it real quick and produce a result. People don't have time to have to fucking relearn whole elements of life. You need to be able to communicate with people where they are, not have them come and try and understand me. So again, I'm going to come back to this thing I talked about a week or two ago. I have an expectation of you that you'll fucking show up, that you will reach into the discomfort, that you will demonstrate a commitment that is greater than any of that and produce and produce and produce. Because that, my friends, is what it is to be a member of the Unfuck Nation. I'll see you on the flip side.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.